This is Ozarks at Large. For nearly 40 years, there's been a single-parent scholarship fund of Benton County and a single-parent scholarship fund of Northwest Arkansas based in Fayetteville, serving Washington, Madison, and Carroll counties. Together, they've given out more than 20,000 scholarships totaling more than $15 million.
So think about the economic impact that has on Northwest Arkansas. That's putting people through college, or getting them a degree, certification, and then getting them into the workforce, getting them off government assistance. They're paying taxes. They're contributing to society, obviously. And then their children are coming up behind them. We're getting them ready through 529 savings classes and connecting them to CCUA about how to buy their first home. Just the ripple effect just gives me chill bumps talking about it. But $15.3 million in 37 years is quite the investment that our donors and our friends have had on our program.
That's Tyler Clark, the CEO of the Single Parent Scholarship Fund of Northwest Arkansas. July 1st, the Single Parent Scholarship Fund of Northwest Arkansas will combine the two separate offices into one, serving all four counties. Yesterday, Tyler Clark, who will remain the CEO, came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to discuss the merger, a process he says was methodical.
It's taken about 14 months. It happened during the pandemic where we started to meet with a group of our board members and some outside experts who really helped us narrow down a focus on what would be best for the region. You know, when the organization was formed 37 years ago, 1984, we were kind of in a situation where it was not regionalized. We had, you know, Bentonville and Rogers and Springdale and Fayetteville. So
there were stretches in between that were just trees.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, the bypass that the old folks call, like I call the, right. The bypass, you know, now 49 really didn't exist then. So there was definitely a separation issue, if you will. But both organizations worked in tandem because they were founded by two individuals, Ralph Nissen for Washington County, Marge Murug Wolf in Benton County, who still work together. That idea of really bringing funds to single moms specifically at the time was the brainchild of Ms. Wolf and then Ralph Nissen at the time, who was with EOA. And what they saw in the collection of Northwest Arkansas was women were struggling to make ends meet who were single because they didn't have a post-secondary education. And so that's where the idea sparked to get funds in their pockets so they could actually make ends meet to bring their children with them essentially. And after a, you know, model second generation going to college, but also just giving them a livable wage at that point. So in the very beginning, the scholarships were very small, and both organizations gave about 8 scholarships in total at $250 each. And now we're giving over $500,000 each organization per year.
Wow. Now, those early 250, I mean, secondary education didn't cost the same.
Oh,
then as it does now.
Absolutely.
So it did go further than it might sound.
It did.
Now.
Yeah. It did. And the intent of the fund itself was really never intention to always cover school cost. You know, we want to use Pell Grants and other things for that. The funds that we provide are for child care, for housing, transportation, things that necessarily aren't planned in someone's budget when they go to school. You know, you think about a single parent, single mom or dad now, you know, they are likely going to work part-time. They're not going to have access to insurance. They may have to go on the exchange, or may be more expensive. So all these barriers will exist, obviously, for single parents. So the funds that we can get into their pocket will help them, obviously, move forward in their process.
Many of the recipients are also probably just a bit older than the traditional college student.
They are. Traditionally, on average, our recipients are 32 years of age.
Okay.
Average age of the child is 8.
Wow.
Yeah. And then average size of a family is about 1.4. So smaller families than you would expect. And that number obviously has changed and waxed and waned over the years. But yeah, we're definitely seeing I would have trouble. I just turned 40. Just strap on a backpack and go back to the campus. It would be mind-boggling.
Well,
it's scary.
So if the average age of the single parent recipient is 32, that's 14 years older than your average freshman.
Right.
And I'd imagine not everyone's returning as a freshman. They may have some credit hours.
Sure.
But still, in a decade and a half, a lot can change. If I showed up on campus right now, I'd think that I needed a blue book to take a test, but you probably don't do that anymore.
No,
it's not probably
at all.
Some sort of computer thing.
It
now.
Is. Not a Scantron doesn't exist.
Right. Scantron's even after me.
So, you know, what we are doing with our recipients is really preparing them for that potential culture shock. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important for us to go through a process with them to get them ready, a readiness assessment, essentially. And that has been, I think, a lot of our success because we are with them through every process that they go through. You know, a lot of them may not need all of that support. Some of them may need more. Some may need less. And especially if they're going just for a workforce certification or a credential, they may not need us for a long period of time. But if they're going from an associate's to a bachelor's into a master's, they would likely be on the program for a long time.
So will applying change at all for would-be applicants?
An applicant and a recipient are going to really not going to have anything change on their end, except for they're going to have a lot of access to things they didn't have before. Because what we've taken from both organizations are the best of the best, the cream of the crop of the programs that we do, amalgamate those together, and are going to offer a fantastic new program for them to take advantage of. And, you know, talking to donors, talking to recipients, talking to volunteers, you know, they're like, oh, why didn't you do this earlier? Or, you know, there's such a win-win. There's not been a single negative response to this process. And we knew that would be the case. It just had to be the right time.
Right. With the merger, people are always curious about infrastructure.
Yeah.
Where is the physical?
A long time ago, the Benton County affiliate established a capital campaign and built a beautiful building in Bentonville just off Rainbow Curve. Unfortunately, it's not quite big enough for our new staff. So we will be there temporarily, probably the next 6 months to a year. It really depends on the cost of what it is to move a facility or build a facility to really meet our goals in the long term. What we want to do is actually have a building that meets our needs for the next 35 years. So, but we are adopting what we call a hub and spoke model. So the hub obviously being the central location of the building, but also having our program directors across the four county region meeting with students and institutions and community locations and libraries, anything that is convenient for our recipients to come to at a specified time, we will meet with them there. So we're not expecting our people from Madison County or Carroll County to drive all the way to Benton County to get that assistance. And one thing that COVID has taught us, obviously, is that virtual communication and Zoom can be such a benefit, obviously, to this process. We have not missed a beat during COVID. We just now opened our offices back in June. So we've been in communication with our recipients, obviously, over the phone, via Zoom, sometimes in person if it warrants that. So we know that we can reach them in different ways. The downside of the COVID is that we haven't got to know them as well, because you really can't get to know someone as well via video screen. So we look forward to getting everyone back into the office and meeting in those central locations. So, you know, what I would say a great location for us to be would be right in the middle of I-49 and off the Springdale exit. That would be great, because I think that's just central to everything. And that's what's happening in Northwest Arkansas. You see where that's building up tremendously, you know.
Yeah.
So, and plus the brand new community college, Washington County campus is there. And again, it's just about affordability and timing. So we're going to jump when we feel it's appropriate to jump.
Website remains the same?
Website remains the same. We'll actually adopt Single Parent Scholarship Fund of Northwest Arkansas, or SPSFNWA.org. We'll release a brand new logo, new branding, everything at a virtual celebration we're hosting on July the 7th at 11 a.m. So, you know, we were really thoughtful about this process. That's why it took 14 months. You know, it could have, we could have said, you know, give this done in 6 months, but it wouldn't have been perfect. And we know that there are going to be moments where we're going to stumble just a little bit. But again, we're trying to reduce that stress on our recipients and our applicants. And, you know, really in the first year, hoping to serve at least 20% more.
Wow.
Is the goal.
Okay.
And because we're reducing the restraints, I believe, that people think exist because of the regionality. Mm-hmm. And they think, oh, it's Benton County, I can't apply or whatever. So really opening that up to truly be Northwest Arkansas, more regionalized, and, you know, working with our community partners, which are immense and fantastic and have been supportive of this process, and they've been along the ride with us as well. So, you know, I keep repeating this. This is a win-win for us and for the community and for our recipients.
Tyler Clark is the CEO of the Single Parent Scholarship Fund of Northwest Arkansas. The merger of the Fayetteville and Bentonville offices is July 1st. More information at spsfbc.org or the Single Parent Scholarship Fund of Northwest Arkansas Facebook page.